defining the morning papers. He's not defining the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find them on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio.
Mr. Bushy, Mr. Bushy, how one lies when one has so much to cover up, huh? Second hour of the National Intel Report, your host, John Stadtmiller. On this Tuesday, folks, and a rarity here in Texas, the 16th of, and mark this in your calendar, Texans, it is the 16th of May, 2006, and what do I see out there? Blue skies, like I remember, no chemtrails, and real clouds. Now, that might sound odd, but down here, we have been the recipients. I don't know how many tons of this crap they've sprayed on us. We've had all kinds of ailments and diseases and people just having just fits. What happened there? Okay, I fuzzed out there for a second. We got to get rid of this 1920 radio equipment around here. At any rate, Bush challenges hundreds of laws. I've been wanting to do this story for a week, and I haven't gotten through the thing, so I'm going to do that. And then we're going to play Mr. Bushy's clip from last night, the President of the United States addressing the American people. Now, I have not seen the ratings on this deal, but I just have the sneaking suspicion that more people tuned in to that guy last night than any other time in his presidency. And I would venture to guess it'd be right up there when he just started declaring war on everybody. I would say that the ratings are probably just as high. You know, this is the one thing, the legacies of presidents, folks, waging war on people that don't deserve war waged on them, and then lying to people, and then Congress sitting back and letting this guy do it. You know, we have checks and balances, but they have been erased. George Bush has lied, intimidated people. I won't accuse the guy of ordering people's murders because I don't know that, and I won't speculate on that. But just on the issue of all the unconstitutional and unlawful things that this man has done in his presidency, why is he still sitting in the Oval Office in Washington, D.C.? Why? Is this just another embarrassment to some people? So, you know, we had 8 years of Bill Clinton. Well, that didn't work out so great. But a lot more people liked him. Bill Clinton never suffered the ratings, even though the Monica Lewinsky thing came around. He lied to a grand jury, got impeached. This guy's numbers were never as low as George Bush, and supposedly he's the good Republican president. Yes, and he talks to Jesus out in the Rose Garden. Talks to Jesus. Yeah. I don't know who he's talking to, but I think it's been waylaid and the wire's been crossed to hell. He's not talking to any God that I know. So I'll get into, after this break coming up here, I'll get into the Boston Globe article that challenges Bush on him violating hundreds of laws. We have a president, ladies and gentlemen, that is on the precipice of becoming a tyrannical dictator. He has everything set up. Now let's test the mettle of Mr. Bush here to see how far he's willing to go. Because I think this is the last go-around here for the free trade air of Americas. They got their boy in there. This has been building for a number of years. On this way to global government, they are very, very close. But the American people, here's what happens, folks. When you get these traitorous people in the White House, they start to lose favor because they are the antithesis of everything American. I'll be honest with you, I almost wanted to believe what this guy was saying last night. I almost wanted to believe him. And I'm sure you did too. There was a small part of you that said, gee, George, are you for real now? Yeah, so's the $3 bill. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Bush challenges hundreds of laws. By golly, by gee, I'm going to get through this today. Let me take these two calls quickly here. Roger in Pennsylvania, you're up. You're up. Hello, Roger.
John, I didn't lose you. Okay, yeah, I was wrong yesterday. So confident, apparently, is Bush of the collective stupidity of us that he, I guess, dispensed with a pseudo-intellectual claptrap entirely and just made it crystal clear that with or without swallowing the poison pill of his compromise, we will not have any real border control. And then, of course, making it crystal clear that there will be no interdiction on a part of the guards, that they're to, I guess, at best replace the function of the maligned Minutemen.
Well, and that's been the whole purpose of this whole exercise, Roger. These civilians out there, these vigilantes doing whatever, I mean, I swear, we're going to play the clip in its entirety, and I'm going to do a running commentary on it, but this guy... Man, when he start talking about this country being sovereign, when he start talking about, you know, it's the presidential job, it's the job of the government. Here we are midway through 2006. This clown took office in 2000. Yeah, okay, we had a little interruptus here with 9/11 and all of that, so he could, you know, destroy the country's constitution. But he gets up there calling this country a sovereign nation, that we need to protect our borders, and no, we're not going to militarize our borders. If he had any fuzz anywhere, he could call up Vicente Fox and tell him, look, either you help me control this illegal immigration flood coming across the borders, or I am going to put every available man on the border and nothing is going to move. Now, either help and cooperate. Let's make this a... We can even turn it into a fashionable, trendy thing. You know, we can even make overtures that the great George Bush wants to help Vicente Fox. Well, from what I'm hearing, he's going to be voted out of office here in a couple of weeks. So he's already done his damage. George is going to get a pass on this. George will finish out his presidency, the worst president this country has had, I almost think, ever. Aside from Franklin Delano, really was a card-carrying communist.
God bless, John.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. Gary in Tennessee. Hello, Gary.
Hi, John. How are you doing today?
A little simmer going on. Go ahead.
Hey, well, welcome to Fort Defiance. I'm a very proud American in my American heritage. I can't tell you how shameful I am of our American government.
But Gary, somebody would be the first to remind you that, well, your parents came from someplace. You were an immigrant, too, weren't you?
I would say multiple generations ago. I am English by the last name of Nelson. I shouldn't have said that. But anyhow, I don't have the patience to wait for elections. I want somebody on the air to give us a process by which we can do recall.
That would have to take your senators and congressmen in Washington, D.C. for a recall or an impeachment or whatever. Nothing is going to get past that federal barrier. We could pass. Gary, with the approval rating of 29% that this guy's carrying right now, I think if we put out a properly formatted and worded something to sign, we did a petition, I think we could collect millions and millions of signatures. We'd have to drop them off by tractor trailer load in Washington, D.C., but it's not going to do any good because this Congress has bowed to this guy. I don't know how exactly they've done it. There has been some blackmailing going on and some arm twisting, and every once in a while get a little rowdy and out of hand. You just up and disappear, or you have legal problems that there are no end to. But for the entire United States Congress to give this character a pass?
Well, my question is if we get enough signatures on a petition to go to our state government, can they not use that, what was that, rules of Jefferson or whatever that guy was? They're doing an impeachment thing up there in
Vermont?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Why can't we do this?
Well,
if there was a groundswell of grassroots that went to our state capitol and say, look, this guy's screwing the American people. We want him out of office.
Well, and let me ask another question. Why are we not petitioning our governors? You know, I mean, this has all been centralized. The big fight is with the people that we can't touch in Washington, D.C. But we can touch our state governors. We can touch our legislators in our own states. Why are we not putting the full court pressure on them, saying, look, you're either going to do the will of the people in these respective states, or we're going to recall you. We're going to pull you out of office.
Well, that might be an idea. Maybe we just need to start recalling all of our state people, county by county. I don't know what the recall process is. No, wouldn't know. Have first clues how to go about it.
Well, it's a good idea, and I've said this on many different areas, and it's not illegal migration into this country, whether it be on the Federal Reserve, the IRS. I don't care what it is. If we had our states, our sovereign states, with governors that understood the state constitution and both the federal constitution, we could get a lot done because then we have a target. Then we have something to go after. If they're not doing the job of which they were hired to do by the American people, or especially the people in respective states, if they're not doing the job and they're not doing it constitutionally, you're out of here. and we keep shoveling through that pile until we have somebody in there that gets it. And there are good people in this country that never would touch politics because they know it is just an endless cesspool. But if they had the idea that the better men could come forward and the people in those states could put them in office to do the bidding for the people in their respective sovereign states, then we would have something.
Well, you know, I did two tours of duty, not militarily, but working for a corporation in Saudi Arabia. And I do have respect for the Islam religion in that. You know what they do for a thief? They cut their right hand off. You know the reason they cut their right hand off? That means they got to wipe their rear end with their left hand. That's fact, okay? I'm not trying to be gross or anything.
Right.
But the bottom line is that these illegal aliens are stealing the American people. So maybe we should just all convert to Islam, and every time we catch the illegal alien, we just cut his right hand off and tell him don't stop walking until he hits the southern border.
Yeah, please don't cut his right foot off because it'll make him real hard to cross that border again. Hey, Gary, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. All right, Carol in Arkansas. Hello, Carol. Hello, Carol.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Well, it looks like we have Barney Fife on the border. I mean, we're going to put him down there with a gun, but he can't have any bullets.
Well,
that is exactly what he has done. He said, we're not going to have military force on the border. So why put the military there?
Well, we just got to get rid of Barney Fife and get out of the garage there and go get Goober.
Well, I think we got Goober in the White House. But
this whole thing, look, this whole thing is a sham from beginning to end.
My
contention, Carol, is simply this, that this is part of the globalist plan in which George Bush is firmly entrenched.
Going to be my point, John.
Yep.
He has not changed his political colors one iota, and he is not going to change back from the no borders, open, borderless world, new world order that he and his father are so committed to. And on impeachment or withdrawing them, look, when you withdraw W, you got one equally corrupt in Cheney. And then when you get right on down to the House Speaker, which would be the third one, you got Dennis Hastert, who's a sellout. And it's my understanding that they had a little bit of trouble. They didn't have any trouble getting the CAFTA thing through the Senate. But they had a little problem when they got to the House. They didn't think they were going to be able to get it through there. And it cost them in the millions of dollars to buy those people off. And I guess it was campaign money or whatever. But nevertheless, you know, that was the buyout. And when we have corruption like that, and it gets back to they do control the money strings. And I've been telling people, I have talked to a lot of Democrats that have died in the wool, yellow dog Democrats, never vote for anything but a Democrat. And I said, you understand you're being manipulated, and both parties are. They're both controlled by the same moneyed people. And I start out then by telling them the Federal Reserve is not federal. You may not know that, but it's a fact.
Yeah.
And so you have to make them understand it's a money thing. It's greed. It's largesse. It's they buy them off, and they're doing it on the governor's level. I mean, and looky here in Arkansas, John, we're not only getting rid of a bad one, but we're looking at hiring the former border controlee, drug czar, Asa Hutchison.
Really?
He is the candidate for the Republican Party. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is so frustrating.
Well, and you know, Carol, what I'm talking about is this registering with anybody? You know, I keep seeing the people wanting to start a third party. I see the Libertarians have been around for 30 years.
It takes money, John.
But hold on. You ain't got enough money to buy the cable news networks out there. You don't have the money, because even if you had the money, you would not get control of their controlled playground, their media. They're people that once the politicians say something, they'll bring up a gaggle of people and they'll discuss the thing, and it'll make it sound all nice and fine and dandy with the American people. But the American people have forgotten one thing. We're a constitutionally limited republic, And
look
90
at the polls after that speech. Look at the polls.
Hold on 1 second. I got to go to break. Hold on, Carol. I'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Arkansas, if you would please finish up with your questions, your comments. I got one more phone call to roll, and then I want to get into Bush Challenge on hundreds of laws, and with commentary, I got to play his national address last night.
Well, we have been invaded. There is no two ways about it, and it is an armed invasion. I mean, if you read the Department of Homeland Security, U.S. Customs and Border Protection Office, the Border Patrol Officer Safety Alert, which is on the web. In fact, if you go into that Prison Planet website and go into the sheriffs, they have a sheriff's association down there on the border now, and that the sheriff's testimony is there before the House Committee on Judiciary, Subcommittee on Immigration, Border Security and Claims, Subcommittee on Crime, Terrorism and Homeland Security. And it is scary, John. I mean, they show the numbers of OTMs other than Mexicans, and they've got every country listed, and this report is 3 years old, and there was like 30,147 known in June of 2003.
But Carol, he's been so preoccupied doing free trade area of Americas and fighting illegal and unconstitutional wars that George is just getting around to the problem now.
Oh, gee. Well, I mean, this is a scary report, John, and you can get it out and look at it. It is just unbelievable, and this was before the House. So they know what's going on. They're not uninformed, the House up there. They have looked at it. They've read these reports. They see these pictures that are there with the assault rifles and the reports by the agents of the assault rifles being used on Border Patrol agents. It shows caches of weapons. Now, what do you think this drug legalization in Mexico is going to do for all this? I mean, it's going to spur it on.
Yeah.
Scary.
It is.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Carol. John in Kentucky, I'll take you quickly here. Hello, John.
Hi, John. How are you today?
Good.
I'd like to make a suggestion that the Americans, the citizens of the United States, stop benefiting from these illegal aliens. When a grass man shows up to do your lawn, demand visas from the people working for him. And if they can't produce it, not a problem. New grass man.
Well, and this,
Stop using the chicken processors.
Yeah, and you know, you get people like Tyson, you know, Laura Tyson, that, you know, one of the first days that the illegals were out there marching, she gave them the day off. She shut the factory down.
We can break these people. We can break them with our dollars. If they don't like the way that the laws of this country are written, they shouldn't be in business here. We can shut them down by not buying their products.
Well,
just
you know,
like this nonsense with China. The reason we have this incredible, incredible money problem of this deficit with China is because we stupid Americans buy their garbage. Stop buying their garbage. It's the same with the illegals. Stop using the construction crews that show up. Refuse to buy the houses, or when your contractor shows up with a crew of 20 people, ask him, say, hey, how many of these people are legal? I don't want to be run into a felony. I don't want to be part of a felony by supporting felons that are here illegally.
You're talking about enforcing the existing laws on the books. And these people are trying to convince you now that we've got to get together and we've got to huddle with our Congress in Washington, D.C.
Close the money door. You do it with your own wallet.
Well,
I'm going to close at that point and make one more suggestion.
Sure.
Buy food and ammo. If I'm right, you get to eat.
Yeah.
If I'm wrong, you get to eat.
I understand.
All right. Thank you much.
Thank you, John. I appreciate
Bye-bye.
Your call. You know, it's been suggested many times that people should start boycotting. But we have been so disorganized in this country. And there are so many targets there that people are taking pot shots at right now that I don't think going after boycotts to hurt a particular business because they're acting anti-American is going to be the trick. I think it's leaning on the lawmakers. I think it's leaning on the state legislatures. It's leaning on the attorney generals of your respective states and saying, look, we're here to tell you these people are illegal. We know what's going on. You want a list of companies? Here it is. And keep pressing them to enforce the laws that are already on the books before these clowns in D.C. And you watch what happens with this. George Bush said it, and I'm going to play his clip, that, you know, we got to have a consensus. We have got to put the emotional things aside, take a hard look at this as to what works, and just get down to business. What we're going to do is redesign this whole immigration thing, because you know what he said? He said immigration policies have failed. No, the immigration policies have not failed. You have failed, because you are the president. You had the authority to stop this. You could almost do it overnight. Well, why isn't this, and as you said, caller, everybody in Washington, D.C. knows this. But we've got to come up with a comprehensive plan. Oh, that's the term that he used, a comprehensive plan. And no, we're not graduating more people out of border school. You know, we can't. No, it started out last Friday, 10,000. 10,000, a nice round number. It sounded pretty good. We need 10,000 people on the border down there guarding the border, even though that they can't make arrests or anything else. They can be in there as support. What that did was knock the Minutemen out of the blaring headlights that have been shining in the media's eyes all this time. They've been covering it, begrudgingly so. But 10,000 people all of a sudden got dropped to 6. And how many people are actually going to be on the border doing the job of doing what this man should have done when he came into office?
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
According to Charlie Savage, the Boston Globe, he writes, President Bush has quietly claimed authority to disobey more than 750 laws enacted since he took office, asserting that he has the power to set aside any statute passed by Congress when it conflicts with his interpretation of the Constitution. And let me remind you, Doug Thompson, Capitol Hill Blue, a couple of months ago, it's been about at least 6 weeks now, with Kelly, put your headphones on there. I'm picking up some noise. Can you guys hear this? All right. Find out what that is and eliminate it from my ears. Sounds like I'm standing under a waterfall. We're working on equipment here today. That was it. Okay, great. Thank you. Where was I here? Among the laws Bush said he can ignore are military rules and regulations, affirmative action provisions, requirements that Congress be told about immigration services problems, whistleblower protections for nuclear regulatory officials, and safeguards against political interference in federally funded research. Look, Doug Thompson, Capitol Hill Blue, reported this about 6 weeks ago. Three people standing in the Oval Office, George Bush, and I guess in a heated exchange, declared the Constitution to just be a GD piece of paper. Now, for my money, folks, that's enough to bounce this guy out of office, because he was there. He's there as the president. He is there sworn to uphold the Constitution. So when he doesn't like it, what he does is just ignore it. Let me continue with this. Legal scholars say that the scope and aggression of Bush's assertions that he can bypass laws represent a concerted effort to expand his power at the expense of Congress, upsetting the balance between the branches of government. What balance? The Constitution is clear in assigning to Congress the power to write the laws and the president a duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Bush, however, has repeatedly declared that he does not need to execute a law he believes is unconstitutional. Him, himself, the president, can say, even the Constitution is unconstitutional. Well, what do I care, because I'm just ignoring it and breaking it at every turn? It doesn't matter. Former administration officials contend that just because Bush reserves the right to disobey a law does not mean he is not enforcing it. In many cases, he is simply asserting his belief that a certain requirement encroaches on presidential power. But the disclosure of Bush's domestic spying program, in which he ignored a law requiring warrants to tap phones of Americans, many legal specialists say Bush is hardly reluctant to bypass laws he believes he has a constitutional authority to override. Far more than any predecessor, Bush has been aggressive about declaring his right to ignore vast swaths of the law, many of which he says infringe on power he believes the Constitution assigns him alone as the head of the executive branch or the commander-in-chief of the military. Many legal scholars say that they believe that Bush's theory about his own powers goes too far and that he is seizing for himself some of the lawmaking role of Congress and the Constitution-interpreting role of the courts. Philip Cooper, a Portland State University law professor who has studied the executive power claims Bush made during his first term, said Bush and his legal team have spent the past 5 years quietly working to concentrate ever more governmental power into the White House. There is no question that this administration has been involved in a very carefully thought-out, systematic process of expanding presidential power at the expense of other branches of government, Cooper said. This is really big, very expensive, and very significant for the first 5 years of Bush's presidency. His legal claims attracted little attention in Congress or the media. Then, twice in the recent months, Bush drew scrutiny after challenging new laws, a torture ban, and a requirement that he give detailed reports to Congress about how he's using the Patriot Act. Bush administration spokesman declined to make White House or Justice Department attorneys available to discuss any of Bush's challenges to the laws he has signed. Instead, they referred a Globe reporter to the response to questions about Bush's position that he could ignore provisions of the Patriot Act. They said at the time that Bush was following a practice that has been used for several administrations, and that the president will faithfully execute the law in a manner that is consistent with the Constitution, or shall we just say his belief. But the words "in a manner that is consistent with the Constitution" are the catch. Legal scholars say because Bush is according himself the ultimate interpretation of the Constitution, and he is quietly exercising that authority to a degree that is unprecedented in U.S. history. Bush is the first president in modern history who has never vetoed a bill, giving Congress no chance to override his judgments. Instead, he signed every bill that reached his desk, often inviting the legislators' sponsors to signing ceremonies of which he lavishly praises upon their work. Then, after the media and the lawmakers have left the White House, Bush quietly files signing statements, official documents in which a president lays out his legal interpretation of a bill for the federal bureaucracy to follow when implementing the new law. The statements are recorded in the Federal Register. In his signing statements, Bush has repeatedly asserted that the Constitution gives him the right to ignore numerous sections of the bills, sometimes including provisions that were subject to negotiations with Congress in order to get lawmakers to pass the bill. He has appended such statements to more than one of every 10 bills he has signed. He agrees to compromise with members of Congress, and all of them are there for the public bill signing ceremony, but then he takes back those compromises, and more often than not, without the Congress or the press or the public knowing what has happened. This is according to Christopher Kelly, Miami University political science professor who studies executive powers. on the military link. Many of Bush's laws that he says he could bypass, including the torture ban, involve the military. The Constitution grants Congress the power to create armies, to declare war, to make rules for captured enemies, and to make rules for the government and regulation of the land and the naval forces. But citing his role as Commander-in-Chief, Bush says he can ignore any act of Congress that seeks to regulate the military, of which he claims, in a time of war, to be its Commander-in-Chief. You see how this works. On at least four occasions, while Bush has been president, Congress has passed laws forbidding U.S. troops from engaging in combat in Colombia, where the U.S. military is advising the government in its struggle against narcotics-funded Marxist rebels. After signing each bill, Bush declared in his spring statement, that he did not have to obey any of the Colombia restrictions because, guess what, I just said it, he's Commander-in-Chief. Bush has also said he can bypass laws requiring him to tell Congress before diverting money from an authorized program in order to start a secret operation, such as the black sites, where suspected terrorists are secretly imprisoned. Congress has also twice passed laws forbidding the military from using intelligence that was not lawfully collected, including any information on Americans that was gathered in violation of the Fourth Amendment protections against unreasonable searches. But, of course, we just saw recently how President handled that one, how the NSA handled that one, how his new guy, that's right, a four-star general that was connected with the National Security Agency, is now up for the job of the CIA. CIA being a civilian outfit, no problem. I'm the military guy. I'm the Commander-in-Chief. I'll just plug in a general that will genuflect to me. No problem. I'll take control of the CIA. Congress first passed this provision in August 2004 when Bush's warrantless domestic spying program was still a secret, and it passed again after the program's existence was disclosed last year, last December. On both occasions, Bush declared in signing statements that only he, as Commander-in-Chief, could decide whether such intelligence can be used by the military. In October 2004, 5 months after the Abu Ghraib torture scandal in Iraq came to light, Congress passed a series of new rules and regulations for military prisons. Bush signed the provisions into law and then said he could ignore them all. One provision made clear that military lawyers can give their commanders independent advice on such issues as what would constitute torture. But Bush declared that military lawyers could not contradict his administration's lawyers. Other provisions required the Pentagon to retain military prison guards on the requirements for humane treatment of detainees under the Geneva Conventions, to perform background checks on civilian contractors in Iraq, and to ban such contractors from performing security intelligence, law enforcement, and criminal justice functions. Bush reserved the right to ignore any of these requirements. The new law also created the position of Inspector General for Iraq, but Bush wrote in his signing statement that the inspector shall refrain from investigating any intelligence or national security matters or any crime the Pentagon says it prefers to investigate for itself. He also placed similar limits on Inspector General position created by Congress in November 2003. Maybe that's why I didn't get any response from the Inspector General when I asked him why they were going after people and demanding that they find out who bought shortwave radios in the last 5 years. Did that a couple of weeks ago. You know, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. This man thinks himself of being the anointed one, that he's going to lead this country in a time of war, which he started illegally based on lies. We all know that now. The foray that he wants to crank up in Iran has been slowed somewhat, but I don't think we can keep him in abeyance for the next 900 and some odd days. Do you? Not the way this character's going. We're going to one day wake up and we're not going to even recognize or even have a memory of what this country was about. Because people like this are lying, vilifying, trashing the Constitution, having their spinmeisters up there, and just leave out key provisions of things. I mean, come on. A lie, folks. Omitting something is still an omission. It is still a lie. How much more can this country take of this madman in the presidential Oval Office today. How much more? I don't think we can stand much more. Tell you what, let's roll this clip. And that is Mr. Bohr. I'm sorry, did I say Mr. Bohr? Yes. That's a problem.
Good evening.
Bush and Gore. Here he
I've
is.
I've asked for a few minutes of your time to discuss a matter of national importance, the reform of America's immigration system. The issue of immigration stirs intense emotions, and in recent weeks, Americans have seen those emotions on display. On the streets of major cities, crowds have rallied in support of those in our country illegally. At our southern border, others have organized to stop illegal immigrants from coming in. Across the country, Americans are trying to reconcile these contrasting images. And in Washington, the debate over immigration reform has reached a time of decision. Tonight, I will make it clear where I stand and where I want to lead our country on this vital issue. We must begin by recognizing the problems with our immigration system. For decades, the United States has not been in complete control of its borders. As a result, many who want to work in our economy have been able to sneak across our border, and millions have stayed. Once here, illegal immigrants live in the shadows of our society. Many use forged documents to get jobs, and that makes it difficult for employers to verify that the workers they hire are legal. Illegal immigration puts pressure on public schools and hospitals. It strains state and local budgets and brings crime to our communities. These are real problems. Yet we must remember that the vast majority of illegal immigrants are decent people who work hard, support their families, practice their faith, and lead responsible lives. They are a part of American life, but they are beyond the reach and protection of American law.
All right. Yeah, you're going to have to move closer to that and keep an eye on me, because when I tell you to stop, I want you to stop. All right. Okay, so he humanizes the people. They're just here. They're hardworking family people. They're here in America. They illegally came across. But, well, this is where he starts to build up to what we have to do with this. Because, you know, illegal immigration, I mean, millions are already here. What they're not doing in the press, Kelly, just back up, take her spot over there and keep an eyeball on me. We don't need to relay this. Back up now. Do it. Okay, what do you mean, finding the spot? It didn't pause? Chris, where's my engineer at? What's going on? All right, we're not going to be able to do this then. Just run the stupid thing then.
It's judicial reform.
Well, I mean...
And in fact, if you read some of the books out there, there's one... an amazing book called Judicial Disqualification and Refusal by Richard Flam, and he has a chapter in there called Retribution, that if you ever, they talk about your rights to have a judge disqualified. Well, in this book it says it's like the atomic bomb. It's your last resort. And then
Gary, why don't you mention what the situation will be once Amendment E passes, and then even attorneys can use it to their benefit, and they probably won't be nearly as afraid to do the right thing anymore.
Well, yes, Amendment E, if it passes, will help, because then the judge will be on notice that they can potentially be sued. See, right now, again, it's a total bar to civil suit, and what happens is that person that's bringing the case had a grievance and now is denied it again because the judge is done something to terminate the case, but then you're denied another remedy. And then also, by not allowing people to have a private right of action against these judges, these problems don't get corrected.
All right, somebody stole. Okay, reverse the call. We've got Rose on the line here. I think you gentlemen know her, and she's got a question for you guys. Do we have her back yet? One second. We have her now. Go ahead, Rose.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Rose.
Hello.
Hi, Ray.
I wanted to address the question that gentleman earlier called in about the governor vetoing the, once it's been passed by the people. Here in Michigan, our Constitution forbids it. No governor can veto something that the people put on and vote in.
Is that it?
Well, that, you know, I've been listening, and I heard this gentleman call in and want to know about that, and I don't know. Each state, I guess, has to check their own constitution.
Yeah, I guess the question here is, where is it in the purview of the state's governor to veto anything that the legislature comes up with? And if it's mandated, I'll tell you a perfect example here.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
that's my feeling, that the first step for the 38 states that, 28 states that don't have it is to approach it that way, because then they can use it for so many other purposes too, not just judicial accountability.
Do you have contact information? And I know people are going to want to call you. And I just want to make a comment here, aside from what we've been talking about. We have ways to watch our numbers as we do programming here at the network. And evidently, one-fifth of this audience is not interested in judicial accountability. And I know you're not around to hear it because obviously you dropped off. But let me ask you folks a question out there. If you happen to hear this rebroadcast on a low-power FM or an FM station around the country, or you go back into the archives, let me ask this rhetorical question. What is going to happen to you when you find yourself in that meat grinder? And trust me, folks, anybody that believes that we are a constitutional republic, believes in the 10 amendments to the Constitution, believes in the Constitution both federal and state, well, let's just say state for the time being, what are you going to do when you find yourself in that meat grinder? And I guarantee you one thing. You're going to be screaming the loudest. You're going to be squealing like stuck pigs. And you're going to be asking, where's my help? Where's my help? Well, where were you the day that this broadcast originally aired? Roger in Pennsylvania, you got one quick question. I got to make it fast, bud.
Sorry, Your Grace, I should take notes. Do you have or are you opposing any moves to convert from elected to appointed judicial seats? And how about an amendment requiring that all jurors are to be fully informed jurors that they're not, that they doesn't mean one free murder for OJ, and that they are not to consider only the facts but also the law and its application to the particular case, and with specificity that all law is legislation of morality or procedural thereto, and that our founders regarded judicial nullification as a defense against legislative tyranny. God bless.
All right, thanks.
Well, there's problems with both election and selection of judges. Neither one's a silver bullet. Both of them have to have mechanisms of accountability that, in fact, are watched over and implemented. And I'm for fully informed jury act.
All right. We only have we have less than a minute here. Gentlemen, if people want to contact you, where do they do it at?
Well, they can contact South Dakota Judicial Accountability either by phone at 605-940-0354, or they can go to the Internet, www.SouthDakota, spell it out, judicialaccountability.org. Or they can write us at SDJA, P.O. Box 412, E, South Dakota, 57064.
All righty. Gentlemen, thank you so much. We're going to have you back. You need to keep us posted on how well this is going for you and the other ballot initiatives that are in the rest of the states. Thank you, gentlemen, very, very much.
Thank you, John.
Okay, sir. All right, that'll do it for us today, folks. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Boy, there's a lot to consider over this program today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.